This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The death toll in the collapse of a South Florida condominium building rose Monday evening to 28, with 117 people still missing as emergency workers continued the search ahead of an approaching tropical storm. Demolition experts late Sunday imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium. They feared it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from that approaching tropical storm Elsa. Explosives were triggered around 10:03 local time Sunday night. It took just seconds for the rest of the structure to fall. Extra efforts were made to cover the original collapse site to make sure new debris did not interfere with search and rescue efforts there. The 12-story condominium building in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami, partially collapsed without warning early on June 24th. Meanwhile, officials are watching the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. Elsa is passing at present over Cuba, just east of Havana, and on the way to the Florida Keys, expected to reach that area on Tuesday. It could approach the western coast of Florida on Wednesday. That track would spare Surfside from a direct hit, but forecasters still expect the region to experience strong winds and gusts of at least 65 kilometers per hour. A United Nations report says Venezuelan security forces carried out fewer extrajudicial killings for almost a year beginning last June, but it accuses them of a continued pattern of torture or cruel treatment of individuals, as well as enforced disappearances and incommunicado detentions. That report was from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and was released on Monday, calling for President Nicolas Maduro to cease the use of excessive force during demonstrations. VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting that more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers fled into neighboring Tajikistan early on Monday to escape clashes with Taliban insurgents. The Taliban has mounted an aggressive campaign for territory as NATO forces withdraw from Afghanistan to meet a September 11th deadline. Citing a statement from Tajikistan's border authority, Tajik state-run news agency Kovar said Monday that 1,037 Afghan servicemen have crossed the border from Afghanistan's Badakhshan province. The president of Tajikistan has released a statement on his website saying he's ordered the mobilization of 20,000 reserve troops to the border. Tajik authorities have repeatedly said they will not interfere in internal Afghan matters. The BBC reports that the influx was the third wave of Afghan soldiers to flee into Tajikistan in recent days, and the fifth wave in 2 weeks. That brings the total of Afghan soldiers fleeing into Tajikistan to nearly 1,600. OPEC Plus ministers called off oil output talks on Monday after clashing last week when the United Arab Emirates balked at a proposed 8-month extension to output curbs, meaning no deal to boost production has been agreed. On Sunday, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman called for compromise and rationality to secure a deal after 2 days of failed discussions last week. But today, 4 OPEC Plus sources said there had been no progress and that talks had been called off without a new date set. The failure to agree on Monday means an expected increase in oil output from August will not take place. That could drive up oil prices, which are already at their highest since 2018. France's champagne industry group on Monday blasted a new Russian law that forces foreign producers to add a sparkling wine reference to their bottles of champagne and called for the halting of exports of the bubbly drink to Russia. The law, signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, requires all foreign producers of sparkling wine to describe their product as such on the back of the bottle, though not on the front, while makers of Russian Champagneskoye may continue to use that term alone. The French champagne industry group called on its members to halt all shipments to Russia for the time being and said the name Champagne, which refers to a region in France where the drink comes from, had legal protection in 120 countries. And a press watchdog group, Reporters Without Borders, has named 37 world leaders as media predators who cracked down on press freedom for the first time. That list includes a Western European head of state, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.